All right, Maslin Nefesh HaChaim, Tuesday, May 10th.
Perek Gimel. V'chein b'inyan ha'sodah shelamalei de'bechinas ha'dibur. So too, when it comes to our koyach, to be ma'or things in Shemayim through our dibur, Amar Amos HaNavi, it says in the Nevi'im, ki nei yoytze harim, create mountains, bari ruach, right? Umagid lo adam masechoy. And he tells a person what his speech was. Ki amu bezayir shaloshan hagada shayach arrozid milsa. Hagada, when to be magid something, connotes a secret, something that's hidden. Meaning what? Here's a konis adam. He's telling a person, since right now we're in this low world, we can't really see or feel what we're building or what we're destroying. That which takes place in Shemayim because of every duber that we say. A person can think, what's the difference if, you know, my idle talk, chatter, schmoozing, what's it got to do with anything? Shit, if Al Shum Pula, the Indian Ba'ilim is going to affect the world. It's going to affect the world. If the person talks to the Lashon Hara or this or that. Aval Yedin Emana, the Pasuk is telling you, you should know. Magid Adam Masecha, you should know. Shekol Diba V'tzila Kalu Shaloi, everything he speaks, Lekol Sheivati V'sposav, everything he expresses, Lo Is Avid V'inu Hilak Levatolo, it never, it does not get lost, it does something, it makes a Roshim. Yeah. Well, the fees are go. The fees say they're Dar Alamas. What are the Dar Alamas? Atsilus, Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya, I think. That's what they call the. And Zoyar and Apikabala, I guess. The different worlds as it filters down from the complete Ruchni to the Gashmi. So, according to the order of things, it should have said in the Pasuk, first Bria, and then Yetzirah. That's the order of the Shtalshalus of the worlds. Not that I know anything about this, but Zatzilus is the first step. The Bon Shem's original Chachma to create the world, and then the Shtalshal into Bria, Yetzirah, and then Asiyah. So the Pasuk is backwards. It says, Hine Yoytze Harim, and then Bari Ruach. What's Yetzirah? Yetzirah is you already have something, you have raw material, and you go ahead and you put it together and you make something out of it. Bria is something that's Yesh Ma'ayim. That's why Bria comes before Yetzirah in the way the world develops. Because first there was Bria, Hashem created matter, Yesh Ma'ayim. Then Yetzirah is putting the matter together. So Mamela, that's why the Pasuk switches it around. Zesha Kosev, Ababish and Nira Lono Sha'ata, Achar Abriya, Hu Rak Yoitzoharim, Yesh Miyesh. It seems to us that Hashem once upon a time created the world Yesh Mayim. And now, okay, Hashem still creates things in the world, makes things in the world, but that's already Yesh Miyesh, that's already the materials there. Ki Eschachas Yesh Mayim, Kavahoy B'Shesh Mekedim, the Eschachas Yesh Mayim already happened 5,500 years ago. Avala emes, but the truth is, kimi oz kein gam ato. It's not true. Just like it happened at the beginning, it happens again now. B'chol eis v'rega hu boirei oisam u'mechadshim yesh ma'ayin. Every moment the world is being recreated, yesh ma'ayin. It doesn't just keep going. Every time it's created, yesh ma'ayin. Aydei chiyas haruach shemashpia behem mechadosh b'retzon yisbarach kol rega. That the Bon Shem puts new life into it every moment. So he's saying the reason the Pasuk switched it around is to teach us this inyan. You should know, even after Bon Shem started the process of Yetzirah, which means the matter was already there and Hashem started putting it together, he's still doing Bria. He's still being Boire. Unbelievable. Umimoytze dover yaskil Now it gets more into what these olamas are. Wow. Should we try to figure that out? Okay. For now we'll stop here. Okay.